Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation, the weekly conversation that you're a part of. Welcome back, folks. I'm pretty much back for a while now with all the stuff that I've gone through in the past couple months. Thank you so much for your patience, and your thoughts and prayers have been greatly appreciated. I just want to thank you for being there. And wow, tonight on the conversation, 120 people on Sunday protest the death of a 15-year-old Chicago person who they say was killed by a police officer, but the police say that he shot himself. And I do support the family's independent investigation of this, because I'm going to talk about it, but I'm not going to say what I believe when we're there until the evidence shows. It's not my job to convict. It's the jury. You know, we're in a society now where, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty by the media. Harvard is at the end of an era as its last sorority drops out, and it is now going to be called the Ivy. I'll get into what the Ivy means and everything, because they're getting rid of sororities and fraternities. They want to have co-ed everything. There's a reason why, see, I was kicked out of Girl Scouts waiting on the brownies. There's a reason why boys are in Boy Scouts, girls are in Girl Scouts. There's a reason why, folks. You know, they want to, you know, there are people, well, until you don't know what it's like to be born a toilet and think you're a toilet your whole life, and not being able to put that on your driver's license, that you're not a male or female, you're a toilet, until you experience that. Maybe, I guess I'm glad I don't think I'm a toilet. Hey. I want to get into the Michael Cohen situation, because, of course, you know, Hillary Clinton's finally going to be president, because now that we got Michael Cohen, he's going to confess it. You know, with Russia and, you know, North Korea was colluding with him, and whatever. Well, I'll get into that. I also want to get into the fact I can't pronounce her name. Molly Tibbetts has been found, unfortunately, in a cornfield. And guess what, folks? It is reported that an illegal immigrant, not legal, illegal, was responsible for her death. When are people going to wake up? Yeah. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, folks, and hope you feel that way. Hebrews 10:35 says, "So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you." And I really needed that today. And that, there was a guy that actually swears by this. If you're ever having a problem, flip through the Bible and just stick your finger and point, and wherever it lands, read that scripture, that, you know, four or five sentences or whatever. And it always, to him, hits home to what he's going through. Coincidence? That's God. But I want to get into this first story, folks. Chicago police say teen committed suicide. Protesters take to the street because they believe he was killed by the police officers. And what do I think? What's going on? I mean, people have asked me this and that. And what did you hear? Because I've talked a lot about recently about massive shootings in Chicago. And what do I think about this? And the teen supposedly had a gun and everything. I support an independent investigation 100%. I'm not here to, I'm not the judge and the jury. If the evidence showcases that he did commit suicide, then they need to, I have a feeling that unless they, no matter what the evidence shows, these people are going to riot if these cops are found that, if the evidence shows that this kid committed suicide, they're not going to believe no matter what the evidence shows. But these kids, I will back if you can get these protesters and they say, okay, if they have an independent investigation and it proves that he actually committed suicide, then we'll accept that and go on. But if it's going to be one of those where unless the cops are found guilty, we're going to riot and we're going to burn buildings, and well, then that's not, because I'm just telling you what I see happening. Whether he's innocent or not, that's up to the independent investigation. That's up to the, and the cops are like, bring it. Bring the investigation. You know, the families got to turn, well, you want this. We want to have a clean record. So. But Stephen Rosen, he fled anyways from police. You know, so why he ran, we have no idea, but. What? It's crazy, you know. And I got to get into this because since we're talking about, as many of you may know, wasn't there a compound found where they were training people how to, I don't know, let me see here, train terrorists? You know, they were training kids to do school shootings? Well, that's the case. David Hogg, where are you? Because these kids are going to shoot up schools.
The thing is, the guy told the cops for months about these people, and the cops didn't have probable cause. Whatever.
What? Yeah, it's going back to the Florida school shooting on Valentine's Day where, oh, well, here's red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag, and nothing was done. There's a 911 protocol. If my wife calls 911 right now and hangs up, they have to come out and investigate just because she may have been being attacked and she just got 911 dialed before he disconnected her, and now he's beating her up. Okay? Yeah. But when, hey, this is going on. But where's David Hogg? Why isn't he saying, wait a minute here, why isn't he talking about the fact that they want to attack and shoot school? And where is he? David Hogg, where are you, buddy? Get on my program. Let's debate, buddy. You won't win. Trust me. He is. That's what 90% of the leftists in this country are. And by the way, folks, I want to congratulate. I want to give a big congratulations to Drugs for winning the war on drugs.
Woo-hoo, go Drugs.
Go Drugs, because guess what, folks? There is actually talk in Maryland about legalizing heroin. Seriously. Okay, put it like this. Okay, you have a heroin epidemic in this country, a methamphetamine epidemic in this country. Meth is rampant in this country. So how is banning it helped it? If you've banned heroin and you've banned methamphetamine, how has that stopped the meth? No, it's 10 times worse. I kind of feel like pain pills were fine when they were just normal pain medication. When they started to crack down on them and make them almost impossible for everyone to get, that's when they started to go through the roof. It's just like these criminals that want to have guns banned because, hey, then I can deal in guns. More money. Wake up, folks. And there is some legitimacy to this. You legalize heroin 100%. It's illegal to buy and sell. You have to go to a free clinic where you get it for free. You want to know how many kids on a Friday night and say, hey, let's go to the free clinic, get some heroin, and shoot up? Nah, they're not going to do that. It's not going to be seen cool now. Because you can get heroin all you want. All you have to do is go to the free clinic, and they'll give it to you. And when they do that, sharing needles stops. You get a clean needle every time. Then let's see what we can add to the heroin so that you can curb your cravings. So you can maybe stop. There's actually a guaranteed way to cure addicts. Jerry Garcia had that. He went into a diabetic coma. And after like 6 days of being in the coma, when he woke up, he was no longer craving the drugs he was on. Not that we want that, but, you know, and he stayed clean for many years.
We want that too.
Yeah, eventually. But
that's not going to cure.
Not everybody. But you got to understand something too, though. With someone like Jerry, he had to deal with being like this godlike figure. I couldn't imagine. I mean, like I say on this program all the time, there's a time where I'm the conversationist, and there's a time where I'm with my wife. You know, like Slash said from Guns N' Roses, he goes, there's times where I'm Slash, and there's times where, leave me the F alone, I'm with my family. I just want to be a normal, sleeping human being and walk around without people mobbing me, staring at me, taking my photo because, oh, I got to walk by Slash. You know? And Jerry Garcia was one of those people. He just wanted to be like everyone else. Just going to walk down the street without people mobbing him. Because then this Jerry Garcia, that's Jesus Christ. Because there are people that treated him like a deity, like a god. And he wasn't. I mean, God do create things. And he did create that kind of scene. But he's not a Jesus Christ. You know, there is one God creator, Jesus Christ. Period. You know, but there's a lot of people said the same thing about Jim Morrison, that he always saw himself as this philosophizer, and everyone saw him, people saw him as like a heartthrob, like this rock and roll heartthrob, and that's why he put on the weight and got the beard and all that stuff and tried to make himself look not sexy, because he didn't see himself as a rock star, but as a philosophizer. It's amazing the tangents I can get into. But that's how this conversation works. Hey, my wife said I do, so hey, what can I tell? But this is where we're at, folks, because Harvard closes its last sorority doors forever. To become open to men amid schools cut down because we gotta be gender equal. I mean, we can't because it's sexist to have a male only organization or a female only organization. They're at least they're being equal. At least they're saying, okay, well, we can't have an organization that's all female or all male. I mean, if it was where sororities were allowed to exist but fraternities had to have women, then okay. At least they're making somewhat of a sense in saying that, okay, if you're going to have like a fraternal order, it's got to be able to have women and men join. So I'm assuming it's going to be like, okay, you may have like a half of the house is men, half of the house is women. This is where the men shower. I mean, I don't know how that's, I don't know. Because I know the men are going to have the consent forms. You scored last night, man. Make sure you got your consent forms. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand this world where people, I don't know if they want attention. I'm glad I grew up in an age when you had to look for the bikes. Well, the bikes were, that's where your buddies were. That's where your friends were. Where there was two genders, male and female. Not, well, I think I'm a dog or a cat or a chimpanzee or a robot or, you know, yeah, I've always believed I'm a couch. Yeah, maybe a couch potato. I'm glad I grew up in an era when life was simple, when you didn't have people that thought they were dolphins and orangutans and whatever other animal they can come up with. Since I think I'm a giraffe and they pee 10 times a day, I got to have 10 bathroom breaks. Okay? You have to allow that. Even though I don't technically go that much, I believe I'm a giraffe, so I have to have that, you know. I mean, if not, that's discrimination, you know. We can't have that, you know. You know, I'll get a defamation. I'll be getting a defamation of character lawsuit, and I'll be suing you. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, see, we're me and my wife are the minority. You know, where I'm a man, she's a woman, and we're married. But this Alpha Pi Sorority is now going to be called the Ivy, and it's going to be a co-ed thing. Remember, folks, I got kicked out of the Girl Scouts eating all the brownies. That's why boys should be in Boy Scouts, girls should be. That was the whole point. So you went out with the Scoutmaster, and he was like a father figure and taught you and showed you. But, hey, what do I know? I mean, no offense, but, I mean, if I was 10 years old and I was going to go on camping trips with chicks, cha-ching, score. I mean, that's just me, but, you know, I mean. Okay, we're going to be able to camp out in the woods with chicks with no parental supervision. It's not our parents that are going to be super. You know, because, I mean, I'm sure you would have parents that are like, yes, I'm going on that camping trip with my son if there's going to be women there. I don't know. There's this day and age where everyone gets offended by everything. I'm offended about being... I was offended because I was offended. I was offended because I was offended because I just what? You know, there was a time and place when people grew a pair. Not no more. You know, like that, like I was talking about, like, many months ago when on a college campus, I think somewhere, they aired the Steve Martin King cut routine from SNL. Now, they were people that were outraged. I'm like, how in the, that is so offensive. I forget who they were, but if you ever saw the thing, Putting on the Ritz, the song from the 80s, Putting on the Ritz, looking like a million dollar trooper. The original video music, the music video to it, had these famous, my mom knows their names. They were like a famous dance group that were like white people that had this like charcoal black paint on their face. And it was considered racist. So they, my mom goes, they were famous when we grew up. In the 80s it was considered, so they redid the music video without that on there. And anyway. This is crazy because if you've been watching the Iowa State student that went missing, Molly Tibbetts' murder suspect has been ID'd as Christensen Rivera, 24, living in the U.S. illegally. Yeah, this is a guy that's one of these wonderful, you know, the liberals don't want to talk about people like him that have been deported, you know, that he's here illegally, and, you know, thank God I was not a sanctuary city. Thank God. But she was found in a cornfield covered with corn stalks.
Yelling at the top. Why didn't they find her sooner? Why did he have to take
her
to the body? Well, she was covered in corn stalks and a cornfield.
Yeah.
They didn't see her.
Yep. That has to be a CNN reporter.
Aye.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's just disrespectful. I mean, people just think that. See, what this is what I think people see. People see a CSI Miami crime show where, like, within the same day, they do DNA testing. I don't know if you've ever heard of what's called the Star Child. There's this lady I think in the 1800s, that they've got the two skulls. And one of them, they use a chemical that takes like 3 days to break down bones so they can extract the DNA from it. The second one, they use the same chemicals to break down the DNA, the bone to make DNA in the second skull. After a month, the DNA hadn't, the bone hadn't broke down, and they actually had to take chemicals that they used to break down rock to do the chemical makeup of it, and it took that strong to break. And what I'm getting at is people are so used to CSI where, like, in one day to get DNA results, it takes a long time to do DNA testing and all that, and a lot longer than, like, TV shows. You know, and why did it take so long? What the Iowa police didn't do is they should have called in that what's that lady on TV, that psychic lady, that the one that's in the, like, the,
I can't remember her name.
But yeah, that Midwest madam or something that's in, like, the East Coast. And, you know, they needed to call her, and she could have been like, I know where the body is. I mean, but that's the media. Why didn't they find the body sooner? They should have found it. They found the body. It's sad. It goes back to my point that there are going to be some people that are going to be disassociated in this world in terms of, sorry, folks, but, you know, this guy is illegal and he murdered and he shouldn't be in this country. Are there going to be some people that should legally be here, but they're not going to be because of these laws that need to be passed? Sure. But if you need to inconvenience a couple to save the many, then do it. You know, I'll pull out my Social Security card out of my wallet. I'll prove who I am. I have no problem with it. But our thoughts and prayers go out immensely to her family. You know, it's just something that I couldn't imagine. I mean, just recently, I lost someone that I considered a mother to me. She was like a second mom to me, and I lost my brother. And it's just, I couldn't imagine what the parents are going through. And to have someone that is here illegally, and it's sad. But we're the racist a-holes because, you know, this says it all. Blaming a 100-year-old statue of men who died 150 years ago for our problems today proves the ignorance of these people. And I will say this, you know, I might be 43 and I might be old, but at least my music didn't make me jump out of my car and start dancing. See, I'm old enough to remember a time when the TV stations went off at night to the national anthem. As many of you know, Trump is just doing a horrible job with this country and all this stuff. And he, how, you know, I knew so many people that were cursing at me. Well, your president, guess what, folks? He's gonna kill us all with North Korea. We're all gonna die. And are they continuing to do, like Donald Trump says, yeah, I want to lift sanctions on North Korea, but until we know there's no more nukes and they're done with nukes, guess what, folks? Until North Korea, we know, has no nukes, they're done. But guess what, folks? There are people in North and South Korea who are meeting that were families that were separated during the Korean War. They were separated, and they're being brought back together. North Korea is allowing South Koreans and vice versa to see each other.
Our dead soldiers are coming home.
This is not... Yeah. Are they still doing stuff to build nuclear warheads or whatever? We don't know. I don't know. Sanctions aren't being lifted till we know that there's no nukes and they're not building it.
But they are doing things in the right direction.
Yeah, they're going in the right direction. I never would have thought I would ever see a day when North and South Korean people would be meeting that were family, that are biological. I never thought I'd see that day. We're making a step in the right direction. Like I said, because we got into this, I was talking to someone, because we're talking about jobs and pay and all this stuff. I'm like, well, this is where it's at. This is the left and right in a paragraph. A president, like I've said this before, Barack Obama, he gives everyone on this in the United States a job that pays 40 hours, $40 a week. That's $160 a month. Can you live off that? No. The liberal media is going to say, look at that. We have zero unemployment. The right's going to say, well, you live on $160. You couldn't do it. We are going in the right direction, but we have a ways to go. Point blank. That's what's going on. I was listening. I love Rush Limbaugh, and we got the Patriot Radio where I am, so now when I have off, I can actually finally start to listen to him more, because they used to have to get Indianapolis station to get him, and they had a person calling in to talking about, because as many people know, everyone is up in the arms and they got their panties in the biggest wad, because you have people like Bruce Orr losing his security clearance. Does Hillary Clinton have security clearance, high security clearance? Because Bruce Orr is having his taken away, and of course Hillary still has hers. And if they're getting their panties in a wad because Bruce Orr is having his taken away, what do you think they would say about Hillary Clinton? Why does she need it? With all she went through, I mean, why she's not in prison, that's a whole other story, but I don't understand why she has national security clearance. But then when you think about Bruce Orr, and they're all having a heyday. Well, I can't believe it. He's going to take away Bruce Orr's security clearance. How dare Trump? Trump is evil. Don't worry, because Michael Cohen, he's gonna give all solid evidence, because we're gonna get Trump out of the White House and we're gonna get Hillary Clinton in there. That's the vibe I get. Like, see, Trump, the liberals are trying to make America great by getting rid of Trump. Gee, so let me see here. The economy's improving. Jobs are coming back. What is it? In Chicago/Gary, Indiana, they are going to spend $570 million to get that steel plant going again? Gee, That's got to be bad. And I'm sure there is some bad things about it, because nothing's perfect. We're going in the right direction. The problem is you have Democrats who run an area for 60 years and run it into the ground, and then after 2 years of a Republican, look at this, this place is a crap hole. And you think, okay, well, gee. He was the first Republican in that district for 60 years, and he only had it for 2 years. What do you expect him to do? How do you expect him to fix 60 years of policies? Stuff isn't going to happen overnight. Oh, but, you know, they try to blame. But then you got, like, you know, like the forest fires that have been going on now, that's Trump's fault. The Hawaii volcano, that's Trump's fault. You know, if you have to pay a late fee, that's Trump's fault. You know, if the train's late, that's Trump's fault. Sorry, folks, but we're having engine problems, so we're gonna be on the tarmac a little bit longer. So if you got a problem with this engine problem, just blame Trump. You know, it's his fault. So Thank you for flying Pan Am Airlines and have a great day. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a helium shortage in the world. Yeah, that's Trump's fault, too. There, you know, so just so you know. But Michael Cohen admits to finance violation, campaign fraud, and all this bull crap, and he's looking at 3 to 5 years or some crap. You know, it's funny how someone like that will be looking at jail time, but Hillary Clinton, she did 100 times worse than what he did. But who cares? I mean, this world we live in, folks. That's the one-sided world we live in. Thank you, Rush Limbaugh, for making sure that we don't have a one-sided world, that we have differing viewpoints. He has. He's woken. And that's what people need to wake up. The problem, like I told one of my friends, I said, this is the problem you deal with. You had all these people that, who, go back, if you think this country is so wonderful, go back to those people that had already voted, that just came from the voting booth. Well, who'd you vote for? I vote for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? What was John McCain?
There.
Hello? I don't care if you vote for Bernie Sanders. Realize the end result. Look at Venezuela, because that's going to be the end result. You're going to have some people running over each other, stabbing and killing each other to try to get eggs, because it's going to be a month's salary to get a dozen eggs. They're going to be looting and riots. Why would you sit there and continue to check people out at a grocery store when who cares? You're just going to take it and run because you ain't going to be able to afford it anyways. But that's the world we live in, you know, because I guess I don't understand this world where we can't just have one gender in a house. We have to have multiple genders. We have to accept everyone, no matter what they are. Oh, you think you're a toilet? Great. Welcome. You know, I can just see that now, you know, going to the doctor's office, male or female, toilet. I don't know why I chose that, folks. I just, but hey. This is a great story. Surrounded by family and friends cheering him on, 4-year-old honorary Colorado Springs police officer Joshua Lollenberg finished his final round of chemotherapy on Sunday. That was just so cool to see, because I've talked about him before and going through all the stuff he's been through, and to be able to be reunited with people and have his last round of chemo done, and that's just really cool to see someone that young be able to deal with that and go through that. He's just speechless. This is crazy. A Maine woman loves cops so much that she got arrested on her 93rd birthday. Not for real, just like, I just like, okay, cool. Knowing my buddies, I would just do that because I love cops, and then they'd find something to really bust me for.
Their dog might alert on something.
No, man, that's a laundry soap, man.
The laundry
It's a cannabis laundry soap. Yeah. Mhm. But hey. Hard to believe, but oh wow. Day in history, it's hard to believe that Dwight D. Eisenhower on August 21st, 1959 in Washington unveiled the 50-star flag proclaiming Hawaii as the 50th state of the Union. Wow, but yeah, it's just hard to believe. I remember they did a thing today where they said, what was it, 27 years ago today, they released Pearl Jam's first album, 10. I'm like, 27 years ago, I'm getting old.
Did you hear that the Eagles surpassed Michael Jackson and albums gone platinum? They're the one album, their greatest hits, went 34 times platinum or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Michael Jackson just went
33. Oh, wow. But the Eagles are incredible. I will say that. I got to see them live. Eagles are amazing live. But as you look at... Michael Cohen. You know, I mean, I want to get back to this because, you know, he admits to violating campaign finance laws and plea deals, 3 to 5 year sentence. And, you know, they act like, okay, I mean, okay. All I want to say is this. Okay. Besides F Trump, take him out of the equation. What are you doing besides trying to get rid of Trump? What are you doing? And okay, let's leave Trump in the equation. Let's say you want to get Trump out of the White House. Mike Pence is going to do the same thing he is. Until you keep trying to get someone out of the White House, so you can get a politics as usual person in there that's going to be as corrupt as ever. Remember, folks, if you want what Bernie Sanders wants to give us, just look at Venezuela. That's where we're going to be headed. He paid off Stormy Daniels. He did this. Oh, Trump's going down because he was in bed with Russia. Russia. What? How can Trump be in bed with Russia? Because didn't Hillary say in that quote that, you know, that, yeah. For 4 years after I'm elected, when I'm elected president, Donald Trump and everyone on the right is going to claim that the election was rigged, it was hacked, it was colluded. That can't happen. Get over yourselves. And who can't accept the election results?
Who had the reset button with Russia? Who
did?
Who was it that was, well, this was Obama, who told, oh, after I get reelected, I'll have more flexibility.
Yep.
Tell Vlad just to be patient.
Yeah. Just tell Putin to be patient. As soon as I get, when I get reelected, because I will get reelected, I'll have more freedom. Oh, but that doesn't, whatever. They don't care about that. You know, Trump. Trump's going down. Hillary Clinton's getting in the White House because we're gonna. No, you stood by a moronic presidential candidate that didn't even have the balls to stand up on election night when she lost and say, hey, we lost. No, she was furious because she spent billions of dollars to rig the thing and still lost. Had to be sedated. I would love to have been. There's a song by, who is it, Randy Millsap, I Wish I Was a Fly on the Wall. When you think you're all alone, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to see that. Oh, if you have video footage of that, oh, that'd be worth millions. I would pay anything to see that footage.
Trump didn't know about any of this stuff,
so. But, I mean, if Hillary Clinton would have done the same stuff, they wouldn't care. The media just wouldn't even be a media issue. Yeah. It's amazing how someone in Trump's team is being, you know, sentenced, but if it was Hillary Clinton, you wouldn't hear about it. That's the world we, that's the double standard world we live in, folks. The world we live in. You know. But hey, I don't know. I just make it makes you wonder. So we will have to see. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation you're a part of, folks. Yep, it's about Premier League time, folks. But yeah, I was just hard to believe. But yeah, because like at work, we always talk about like, because that's the big thing we talk about is jobs and money and stuff at work. And, you know, I said, oh, there's tons of jobs out there. It's just not much money involved. You know, and
there's enough money involved in the jobs if inflation and things didn't cost and I went away.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and that's if they get the dollar to be strengthened. Mm-hmm. But, you know. Yes. It's called investments, folks. Yeah, I was one time, this is many years, it's like 5 years, well, 4 years ago or whatever. I'm like, I want to invest in helium because I know it's like super rare, at least on Earth. And now they're coming back to where, you know, it's, they're saying that, oh, now they're having massive shortages again and again. And it's a byproduct of uranium and not being produced or manufactured. There's only three major sources for the gas in the world, and in the past, the industry experienced a problematic supply from time to time. In 2012, there was a global helium shortage, and it was flagged across the laboratory world. Since a new possible source was discovered, it was back in business as usual, but they say it's going to be something like where it's so rare. But I was like, man, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I wish I would have gotten a huge tank because I probably could have made tons of money on them. But it's like it fluctuates, so you'd have to hold on to it. And so, but it's very, 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 very rare. And I guess, you know, like there at one time they were considering, well, are we going to like limit who gets MRIs or whatever? Because they use a liquid form of it and all this stuff, so. We will have to wait and see what happens. We'll figure that one out, folks, because I thought that would always be cool to invest in that stuff, but. What's funny is it's like if we could get it from, because I was talking to a guy one time and they said that gold on planet Earth is abundant, but they believe gold outside of Earth is very rare. And they say helium outside of Earth, there are planets like bigger than Earth that are nothing but helium that they could get the gas from. But here it's like ultra rare, and so. But invest in it. You know, you might make some money. And I said, Mike, crazy all the stuff that's going on, and as many of you might have known, I want to get into this really quickly. Over the weekend, let me find this. I got to find the article first, folks. Wow. Over the weekend at Pocono, Robert Wickens was involved in a serious accident. Last I heard, this is from IndyCar Radio and stuff, and IndyCar.com, he had several broken bones. He is okay. He hit Ryan Hunter Ray, went into the fence, went like the front end, back end, scary. Yeah, that attack, that wreck took like 2 hours. And he's alert and conscious, but they're treating him. So he's got broken legs, his back's messed up. I don't know if he'll ever race again. But, I mean, he's alive, so we give the Lord the blessing for that. That's why we love watching that sport so much. It's just, it's nothing like seeing a car go by at 220 miles an hour. And you're trying to look, okay, I think that's, no, that's not Tagliani. Yeah, it is, okay. No, that's Tagliani here. That's, it's like, whoever the case may be, whoever your favorite driver is. It's just interesting. I was working and I watched most of the replay of the race, because like I went to go, my phone said the race is at this time, and by the time it said it was, I think the race had already started, and then by the time I tried to find it on the radio, it was already over. I mean, I think the only person that might have a chance at getting is Alexander Rossi is probably the only chance at winning the title. I think Scott Dixon's going to lock it up, but I mean, Scott Dixon's just been dominant all season. I think Alexander Rossi is just going to take it home. You know, it's going to take like Scott Dixon doing something horrible for, and Alexander Rossi doing something horrible for Joseph Newgarden in third to even do much. So, I mean, I think Sebastian Bourdais could get up to ninth place. That's about it. So, but it's interesting, though. You know, it's hard to believe almost another IndyCar season is near an end. I'm going to move on to some Premier League folks. And a lot to talk about with Manchester United, especially, I mean, as many of you know, we lost. I think our second game showed me that we're going to be exactly where we were last year, where we're going to beat top four teams, and we're going to lose to teams that should almost be in the relegation zone. It's going to be another inconsistent year of football. And I think because Pochettino has said he's showing interest in Manchester United. Zidane has said he would like to come to possibly the Premier League, and if he did, Manchester United. I think they're getting their names out there because they had a belief probably before the season really got underway that Mourinho, no matter what, he's going to leave his third year. Even if he wins the title, he's probably gone anyways. If they start to go tanking and they're going to put someone as a temporary manager until they replace Jose Mourinho, hey, I've put my name out there that I'm interested. hey, I want to come to the Premier League, and if I do, Manchester United is my team. Now, they're getting their names out there early. I don't think, even if we, I mean, unless, if we win a Champions League title and the Premier League title, which I think is not even going to, I'll be, I think what's going to be that inconsistent crap football like last year, I don't see much happening with United. I honestly think, even if we won the Champions in the Premier League, Jose would, hey, I have my 3 years here, I won, I'm gone. And since I think he's going to be gone anyways, that's why they're putting their names out there. Because even if he wins, he's probably still going to leave. So let's jump in and let's get our names in there so that we can be seen as wanting to be there. I honestly think that at the beginning, the first press conference, do you think you can win the title with the players you have? He refused to comment. I think there might be a rift with the players and Mourinho. Because there's a lot of people saying, look at the players, they're not playing. It's not Mourinho, it's the players on the pitch. And maybe they're just like, well, okay, well, if he won't answer the question, whether if that, you know, with the players we have, can you win? If with the players you have, if he can't answer that question, then we're going to answer it for him. We're just going to half-ass. We're just going to crap play until they get rid of Mourinho and we can get a manager in there that's going to say, well, yes, I know it's the start of the season, it's your first press conference, but do you think you can win with the players you have and you get a manager that says, not only are we going to win, we're going to dominate? Because remember, folks, remember when we had Roy Keane at Manchester United? He would come to Old Trafford with his shirt on, take his shirt off, rip his heart out, put a jersey on, okay, we're at Old Trafford. Okay, it's 7-0. You're going down. It's 7-0. Bring it. You're going down. You on the pitch with me? You're going down. You better have your cleats on, buddy, because it's 7-0. You don't have that at Manchester United. There's no one. There's no leader on that field. There's no captain. You may have a captain's armband, but there's no true captain. You know who was the captain at that team? Roy Keane was the captain. Wayne Rooney was the captain. Ryan Giggs was the captain. They stepped up and said, I'm the captain. We're going to take this field. That's why Wayne Rooney was so successful. That's why he is the highest scoring person in United history. That's why I think he could turn into a great manager if he's coached right, and he's taught, you know, that's why I think Ryan Giggs could be a great manager. He's got the Wales job, and I think I'm happy for him. But I don't see someone on the pitch that's a Wayne Rooney, a Ryan Giggs, you know, there's no one that's taking charge. And I don't know if it's because, hey, if Mourinho can't answer the question, can we win with this players he got, why should we care? He doesn't care enough to, why should we give it? I don't know. I honestly can see if it continues the way it does, unless we stay in like second place, I honestly could see Jose leaving mid-season. I can see it. I can see the fans are tired of this up and down inconsistent play. They want to have consistency. I would rather have a fifth-place team knowing that we're consistent and we're playing, but we're not. I hate when, okay, wow, if we win this game, cha-ching, and I'm like, if we win the second game, okay. If we win the third game, okay. And the second game was like, oh, crap, 3-2. I feel like, I mean, pretty soon you're gonna turn on the United Stand and we're going to talk about our favorite movie instead of talking about the game because it's going to be like lackluster. You know, we'll be watching United Stand. Man, did you see that guy Simon Wilson on YouTube that does all this stuff for free? because it's boring and there's nothing. Oh, we can't talk about an exciting game because it's not exciting. But that's the world we live in, folks. As United fans, I feel like, hey, we had a huge transfer window. We needed a lot of players gone and a lot of players in, and we didn't get but one. Fred was a real only signing that we had coming in. Point blank, period. We got the lot, but he's not going to be there for a couple of years to be first team ready. So, but wow, I don't know. Something's got to drastically change, and I think it might be the players just saying, "Hey, we're done with Mourinho, and we want him gone, so we're not going to play. We're just going to let it tank until they finally just say get rid of him and pay him $12 million." But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And just remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Take that to heart, folks. Be there. You know, be that generation that doesn't lose the chivalry and being there for people and helping people and doing that and being there. Because you might be that light in that person's dark moment. So thank you so much. And until Tuesday, goodbye and God bless.